Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some of my thoughts regarding what is happening with Russia and Ukraine. I was extremely concerned last night on the live stream on the George Gammon channel. I still am very concerned. But I think I've maybe been able to connect some of the dots that I want to go over with you right now. There's a lot of things I want to point out here and just kind of give you some food for thought. Because if you didn't see my live stream last night on the George Gammon channel, one of the things that really had me worried is the same type of mania that I was seeing the media stoke around the Cerveza sickness. It was, or is, the exact same thing I see them stoking around Ukraine and Russia. And I am not saying that I agree with what Russia's doing, that it's right. As a libertarian, you guys know my position. I'm against any war. I'm against Russia invading Ukraine. But I'm also against the United States invading Russia or the United States invading Iraq. What I was sensing over the weekend is that the media is trying to set this up to where, again, I'm not saying that Russia or Putin isn't at fault, but they're trying to get the general public extremely emotional about this. And they're, in my opinion, they're trying to get the general public to go from a position of, listen, we want to stay out of this. We don't like it, but let's go Ukraine. Hopefully they prevail, to a standpoint where the general public is, we hate Russia. We are afraid of Russia. If we don't send in troops, if we don't go to war with Russia, then we are leaving ourselves open. Russia is going to destroy us. It's the exact same argument you heard from the lockdowns, right? This goes back to 2020. Remember, we've got to lock down or else the Cerveza sickness is going to get us. And I see it turning, and I hope it doesn't go all the way, but I see the media using the tricks, let's say, that they have at their disposal to try to shift public opinion from more of a passive stance to a far more proactive and aggressive stance. And I think the media is trying to get the public to go along with the politicians if they pursue entry into this crisis. Call it World War III, call it whatever you want. And so let's go through kind of some things that have happened. And one of the quotes I want you to always keep in mind throughout the rest of this video, and forever really, but really for the rest of this video in the next few weeks, I just really want you to have it on the forefront of your mind. And it's a quote from Charlie Munger, and most of you guys probably know it, where he says, "Show me the incentives and I'll show you the outcomes." So what this means to me is we have to start by asking ourselves, what happens if the United States goes to war, Europe against Russia, who knows, maybe it's China. I mean, what happens if we go into war? Again, call it World War III, call it whatever you want. There's quite a few things that happen. First and foremost, let's go down to another tweet here, is Biden and Trudeau have pretty much the worst approval rating of any leaders in human history. I might be exaggerating slightly here. But the United States, and to a certain degree Europe, have a significant problem with inflation. We also have a problem with asset bubbles. And we've discussed this to great length on this channel. What does the Fed do? How do they stick the landing? What do the central planners do when, if you have high rates of consumer price inflation, and the only way to lower inflation is to crash the stock market by raising rates, doing QT, which will crash the U.S. economy, and then the politicians don't get reelected. But if they allow inflation to continue at 7.5%, or I would argue even at 6 or 5, they're not going to get reelected because the public's going to be pissed, Democrats and Republicans. And so if you're a politician and you want to get reelected, what do? You're between a rock and a hard place. But remember, show me the incentives and I'll show you the outcome. So what does war do? Well, it just very coincidentally solves pretty much every single problem that the central planners have. And let's think about this. High rates of inflation. Well, if we go to war, or even before then, we can just blame Putin for all future inflation. Now, I'm not saying that the crisis in the Ukraine with Russia is not going to exacerbate inflation, but I believe, and I don't think this is a stretch, that the politicians will start to blame all inflation on Putin. And then, of course, this is a great way to stoke the fire, to create a frenzy, to create a mob mentality within society, to where we use that as justification to enter the war. We have to. Putin's making gas prices go to $8 a gallon. We have to go to war. We have to stop this, or else we're not going to survive. But let's keep thinking about what war does for these central planners. It also gives them cover to keep rates low. So they keep rates low. Well, we can't raise rates. There's all this unknown. Especially if we go to war, we got to keep rates low now. It's a matter of national security. And if we keep rates low, well, we got to keep the stock market high, because if the stock market crashes, then that's a matter of national security as well. So we've got to start doing QE. And then the public says, well, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Isn't that going to create inflation? Well, no, because the inflation isn't a result of QE and artificially low interest rates, and government deficit spending. The inflation is because of Putin, remember? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Complete manipulation.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
And then let's go on to the third problem they have. Terrible approval ratings. What does war do? It's a perfect diversion, what I said here in the tweet. How many of you on this live stream right now, and I tweeted this out somewhere down further, how many of you over the weekend thought a lot less about the truckers' mandates and what was happening here in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in Germany? That's the goal. If you're, I've said this many times, that one of the best things for a very unpopular president or leader is war. This is politics 101. Goes back, this is ancient stuff if you read history. So if you're a politician and your number one goal is being, I mean, just let's just back up here. Let's think about what was happening with Trudeau just a matter of 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. What was happening with Trudeau? He was done. He was done. He was in not just a political rock and a hard place. I mean, the guy's career was tanking. His global approval rating was tanking. But now what's happened? People forgot all, not us, but most people, they forgot all about what Trudeau did. Freezing bank accounts? What? No. No, I hate Putin. I don't, a freezing bank account. Yeah. Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago. We got more to worry. I hate Putin. See, who is benefiting from what's going on? And who would benefit even further by the United States going into a war? Show me the incentives and I will show you the outcome. So my whole point in going over this is to make sure all of us don't fall victim to what I believe is going to be a massive propaganda effort. Makes what they did with COVID or the cerveza sickness look like just a warm-up. And again, I want to be very clear, because most people, or a lot of people on Twitter, you know, they get so reactionary. They don't even think through what I'm saying or the message behind what I'm saying. They think that I'm somehow, if I'm not sitting there saying that we should, you know, that I want to kill all Russians and I want to destroy Russia and I want to destroy Putin and that we have to go to war with them. If I'm not saying that, then somehow I'm in favor of Russia, or I support what they do, or I'm somehow not supportive of Ukraine. And that's completely idiotic. It's ridiculous. If anyone knows my stance since I've started this YouTube channel, I mean, look at my damn Twitter feed, for heaven's sakes, right at the top. Libertarian. That means I don't like any war. But what I'm afraid of is that people are going to get so worked up by the media and the central planners about Russia, although normally they would be completely against the United States going into a war, because they get so emotionally caught up in it, they're like, oh, well, this time it's different. I mean, just go ahead and post something like this. I mean, I don't know if you guys have social media or Twitter, but see, this is something I retweeted. This was a cover of Time magazine, 1995, bringing the Serbs to heel. A massive bombing attack opens the door to peace. So this is fine. No problem. But when Russia does it, time to go to World War III. And again, I'm not supporting what Russia is doing, but I'm saying, listen, this is something that we have done in the past, and most of us were against. So let's not make this mistake again by going into this crisis and having it turn into, what's the right word? Well, let's go down to this this quote from Einstein. I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. So what I wrote in this tweet is they're going to try to manipulate you into believing war is the answer. It's not. Don't let them manipulate you. Think, don't feel. Because I see the media trying to get people worked up. I'm not saying that what is happening in Ukraine isn't real, but the way they are reporting it, and I'm, again, I got to say this over and over and over again, I'm not saying that I'm supportive of Putin. I am not in any way, shape, or form supportive of Putin invading Ukraine. And I hope that Ukraine pushes them back, and I hope that they win, obviously, right? I don't want to see any war. Whatever Russia is doing, however evil, however wrong, to me, it doesn't constitute getting involved and starting World War III. This is where I really start to get nervous, guys. I don't know if you saw this. Look at this. I said this is McCarthyism 2.0. And what I mean by that is the concept. I realize that there were most likely some Russian spies or whatever that were infiltrating the media and the entertainment business and whatnot. But it's a shotgun approach. I mean, how many innocent people do you have to condemn to find one person who's actually guilty? That's what I'm saying. It's this shotgun type of approach where everyone is just, we've got to assume everyone is guilty. It's not they're innocent until proven guilty. They're just guilty. Just everybody's guilty. And that leads to very, very bad outcomes. And that is an incredibly slippery slope. That's what I'm talking about by McCarthyism 2.0. But look at what's happening here. Metropolitan Opera says it will cut ties with pro-Putin artists. Okay. And then I said, how can anyone in their right mind not see where this is headed? Another thing I'd point out, going back to the truckers, is it seems very coincidental to me that the trucker movement represented the freedom movement. I think that's a good thing. But then the media and the central planners, the authoritarians, try to equate the truckers with Russia. This is 3 weeks ago. You guys remember this? Oh, the truckers are funded by Russia. Funded by Russia. Therefore, what they do is they try to conflate the two. So the average person who uses far more emotion than critical thinking, they start to, well, I hate Russia. Therefore, if Russia is supporting the truckers are Russia. Well, then I hate truckers. And then what happens is Russia attacks Ukraine, and therefore Russia is the Antichrist. Russia is Nazi Germany. And I'm not saying my opinion, I'm saying this is the way the media is portraying this. Again, I'm not saying that Russia isn't at fault here, and I'm not saying Russia is good, but I'm just saying that this is the way the media is portraying this. So let's think this through. Let's take it to the next step. So now we've got the freedom movement is associated with truckers. Truckers are Russia. Russia is the Antichrist and Nazis. Therefore, if all of this is true, then the freedom movement would equal the Antichrist and Nazis. Comes full circle. So if you're for the freedom movement, well, then you're for the truckers, then you're for Russia, then you're for Nazis, then you're for the Antichrist. Therefore, we have to seize your bank account. We have to freeze your assets. We can't allow you to be a part of civilized society when you have those types of opinions. You're dangerous. And anyone who is dangerous should not have any rights. Goes back to the Patriot Act, right? You're a domestic terrorist. So the closer we move to war with Russia, the easier it is for them to create this circle. And what would that lead to? Well, the obvious next step would be a central bank digital currency. Of course. Well, listen, we need to have the central bank monitor all transactions. Because McCarthyism 2.0, we have so many Russian spies out there. Look at the truckers. They're all Russian spies. Russia was funding them. So we've got to freeze their bank accounts, but that's not good enough. Well, what if the truckers and the people in the freedom movement were obviously Russian spies? What if they're somehow funneling money to Russia? I mean, we got them out of the SWIFT system. Maybe they're funneling Bitcoin to Russia. Maybe they're funneling cryptocurrency to get around the sanctions. Well, we can't allow this to happen. We need a central bank digital currency to monitor all the transactions. It's for your safety. It's for the greater good. Show me the incentives, and I'll show you the outcomes. If the fact of the matter is the media is trying to take this crisis and suck everyone into it emotionally, if they're doing that, that increases the probability of the United States and Europe getting involved with this. That increases the probability of war, World War III, whatever you want to call it. Who does that benefit, right? What is the incentive structure there? That benefits the global elite. This is a crisis that they could not even take advantage of. I mean, you want to talk about never let a crisis go to waste. I mean, this takes it to a whole new level where I think people would demand that the global elite and the politicians take away their freedoms. We demand you set up a central bank digital currency and monitor every single one of our transactions. We demand that you take away our privacy. We demand that you censor all Americans' speech because we are at war. You saw what the EU put into their kind of their pushback against Russia. It was the EU and when you see this, this is from the soccer games in the UK, I believe, over the weekend. First thing, it reminds me of Black Lives Matter. It has a very propaganda type of feel. Here's the point. So this was the bullet point list that came out on Saturday that Russia, the EU and the United States, this was kind of their countermeasure to what was going on with Russia. You know, we heard about the sanctions and everything, but people didn't read the fine print because there were certain bullet points. And the very last bullet point was this: finally, we will step up our coordination against disinformation and other forms of hybrid warfare. Censorship, disinformation, misinformation. Where have we heard this before? Sounds familiar. You see, guys, you see where this is headed? We cannot allow ourselves to be susceptible to getting emotionally involved with what's going on. We've got to remain rational. We've got to use critical thinking. We've got to stick by our principles that every war is bad, not just when Ukraine invades Russia, but also if we invade anyone else. That's not what we want. There's the cost benefit there does not make sense, and it never will, no matter how angry the general population gets at Putin or Russia. They want war because it makes it very easy for them to further usurp power and control. This is the end game. They're trying to take advantage of this crisis. Don't allow them to manipulate you. All right, guys. We'll be back with some more videos or live streams throughout the day. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.